Grace to you in peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from our holy gospel found in John chapter 10. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." This is God's word. In our epistle from 1 Peter chapter 2, St. Peter, apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, refers to his Lord as the shepherd and overseer of our souls. Those words, shepherd and overseer, often make it into our modern day English with another word, pastor. A pastor is a shepherd, a overseer. It is quite literally accurate to call Jesus the good pastor. So I'm going to take a moment to talk about what it is that I do, and what it is that Pastor Tom did throughout his career as a pastor, and that is to let you know that it is not really at all about the man who is the pastor. It's not that that's insignificant. It's not just anybody. The reason, though, that St. Paul in 1 Timothy or in the book of Titus lists qualifications for pastors is so that the pastor would get out of the way and people would see Jesus, the good pastor, the good shepherd, the overseer of our souls. That is, in essence, what pastors do. They hold before the people Jesus so that they see him and him alone. We got a little bit of this last Sunday in John chapter 20, where Jesus appeared to his disciples on the first Easter evening and said to them, "Peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold it, it is withheld." So the apostles and those who followed them as pastors are to forgive sins. But it's Jesus' forgiveness. The forgiveness a pastor speaks belongs to Jesus and only comes out of his mouth so that you would hear with your own ears and believe in your hearts that in him and by his blood, your sins are forgiven. Above it all and working through it all is Jesus, the good shepherd, the good overseer, the good pastor. Martin Luther said in the Small Called Articles, one of our foundational Lutheran documents, "Thank God that even a seven-year-old child knows what the church is. Sheep listening to the voice of their shepherd, Jesus Christ." It is here in the church, in the fold of the sheep, where the good shepherd Jesus reigns and rules among us, that Jesus knows the sheep, and consequently, the sheep know him. There is no shortage of Holy Scripture that indicates to us how God, how the Lord, how Jesus is the one who knows us. And on the one hand, that's a terrifying concept, isn't it? Jesus talks about in the Sermon on the Mount how God knows the number of hairs on our head. He knows all things about us. He knows the deepest, darkest crevices of our hearts, our resentment, our shame, our brokenness, the things that would terrify us if people around us knew existed in our minds and in our hearts. He knows them all. But when the scriptures make a point to talk about how God knows you, about how Jesus knows you, it's not so much in those terms that it should terrify us, but rather comfort us. Perhaps there's no greater text than Psalm 139. which starts off, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me," and goes on into detail about the intricate way in which God has made us, knit us together within our mother's womb, and knows every single thing about us, and has formed us for his plans and his purposes. You are known by your good shepherd. He knows your fears, your insecurities, and he knows your greatest struggles and needs and meets them, because he's the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. He gives himself into death for the sake of his sheep. And before doing that, the lengths to which your good shepherd will go to get to know you, he takes on our humanity. The book of Hebrews talks about how Jesus has been tempted in every way that we are. Though he is without sin, Jesus knows what it means to be attacked by the devil. Jesus knows what it means to be tempted. There is no struggle, no obstacle that you can encounter day in and day out that Jesus does not know. He is the good shepherd, and he knows his sheep. He knows you. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. The sheep of the good shepherd, the good overseer, the good pastor, are those who listen to his voice, and they know it. They know where and how he speaks to them. They know how he forgives them and removes all their sin. They know how he feeds them with his very own body and blood. Jesus does a fascinating thing here when he talks about how he knows us and we know him. He follows it up by saying, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The mystery of the Holy Trinity is one that human minds are unable to comprehend, that we worship three persons and one God, that Father, Son, and Spirit are distinct from each other, and yet they are not three, but one God. They are distinct, but never separate from one another, always working in concert with one another. And that by his laying down his life for us, Jesus forms a similar relationship with you, his sheep. You are one with him. You listen to his voice, and there is one flock, one shepherd, where the shepherd knows the sheep, and the sheep know him. The text of the Good Shepherd, the illustration Jesus uses calling himself the Good Shepherd, is found only in the Gospel of John. And it is John, of course, who uniquely in his Gospel emphasizes the importance of the Word of God. It's not that it's not important in all the other books of the Bible, but John, without telling the story of the Nativity and Christmas at the start of his Gospel, talks about how the Word is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word. The Word of God that you hear proclaimed, that you read, that absolves you, that delivers you the body and blood of Jesus himself, is how you know your Lord Jesus. It's how you listen to his voice. The one who knows you and loves you and lays down his life for you, speaks to you so that you would know him as well. And that the one flock would be one with the shepherd, just as the Father and the Son are one. I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. When we know Jesus through the word he speaks to us, he gathers us together and feeds us and nourishes us and strengthens us and equips us. This, dear brothers and sisters in Jesus, is the true joy of being part of the church, in knowing that Jesus knows us and knowing him in return. Your Savior is not someone hidden afar from you. He is not someone you have to seek out and figure out where he might be. He comes to you in his word so that you would know him and know the lengths to which he has gone to know you. The joy of the church is in knowing that the pastor above it all is Jesus, the good shepherd, the good overseer, the one who feeds his flock in green pastures and streams of living water, the one who knows them and grants that they should know him. Dear sheep, dear flock of the good shepherd, the good pastor, may God grant you abundant joy this day in knowing how he knows you and how his word comes to you to know him in return. And may that be the joy that sustains us throughout our days on this earth and into the eternity that awaits us when we live as one with the shepherd, with the Father, with the Spirit, and all the sheep of the flock forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue our service with the offertory found on page 192. I invite you to please stand.